This is Canadian MGTOW. Welcome to Red Pill Stories. It's a difficult pill to swallow, understanding that everything you were taught, everything you were led to believe in, is just a lie. But once you learn it, internalize it, and start living your new life, it gets better. Learn from these stories. Today's video is called The Notebook. The following is a story I found on a British newspaper's website, and made the news back in October of 2014. Here is the story. A man, ironically named Joe Good, aged 51, ended a three-year relationship with his girlfriend Tawny, who was 41. To say she became angry is an understatement. What followed was a literal campaign of terror against Joe and his three kids. Less than an hour after breaking up, Joe received a text on his phone notifying him that his email password had changed. Having hacked his personal email account, Tawny then sent pornographic pictures of Joe to his employer. Although the article didn't go into details, this somehow led to Joe getting arrested. What followed next was Tawny appearing at the police station with a bloody face, and accusations of domestic violence. No one doubted her story, so Joe ended up going to jail that night. But it didn't end there. Next up was a phone call to the Florida abuse hotline. Tawny accused Joe and his teenage son of operating a child porn ring. Not content with her actions so far, she then turned on Joe's friends and colleagues. One former colleague at the insurance company, by the name of Jenny, stated that Tawny called Crime Stoppers, and alleged that Jenny was delivering her own young children to a sex ring operated by Joe. The investigations by detectives went on for over 7 months. One detective admitted, "It was hard to keep up with it, she was stalking faster than we could investigate. Gee, maybe that should have been their first clue." Next up was Joe's new girlfriend. She reported receiving an anonymous letter threatening her 17-year-old daughter. The letter went on to say that if she saw or even talked to Joe one more time, that the next time she saw her daughter she would look like the attached picture. The picture was that of a girl's mutilated body. Eventually the anonymous reports were traced back to Tawny's computer, and a search of her home revealed 7 full notebooks detailing the dates and times of every single action she had taken against Joe. The court had acknowledged that she had obsessive-compulsive disorder and is bipolar. But thanks to the notebooks, the judge said these were clearly thought-out acts that could not be ignored. Had there been no notebooks, I very much doubt she would have gotten 9 years in prison. After all of this, what did Joe Good get? A criminal record because of his ex-girlfriend's actions. This concludes this story. If you enjoyed this video, please comment, rate and subscribe. Thank you. This is Canadian MGTOW, signing off. Save yourself. Go MGTOW.